Dunlin was first issued its state water quality certificate back in the summer of 2018. The certificate is a big one for the company. It says that mine runoff won't negatively impact the water quality in the area of the proposed site, which sits about 10 miles north of Crooked Creek. The certificate is critical for Dunlin because it's part of the process of getting another permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which the mine needs in order to start construction and actually begin mining. Now the matter's going to court. ONC first filed an informal review in August 2018, just days after the Army Corps issued its permit. Lawyer Tom Waldo, who works for Earth Justice, the law firm representing ONC, said they take issue with the certificate on three main points.
The mine, as proposed, would not comply with water quality standards for protection of salmon habitat, for temperature, and for mercury.
After the DEC informally reviewed and then reissued the water quality permit twice, Earth Justice called for a formal review process about a year ago. Then in April, Administrative Law Judge Z. Kent Sullivan recommended rescinding the water quality permit. In his decision, he wrote, quote, "Salmon and salmon habitat in large segments of Crooked Creek will be significantly and detrimentally impacted by the project," unquote. But DEC Commissioner Jason Bruni did not heed his recommendation and upheld the state water quality certificate last month. Dunlin applauded the decision at the time and reaffirmed their support in a press release yesterday. ONC's Executive Director Mark Springer said this will have large-reaching negative impact on the region.
The upper Kuskokwim environment and the entire Kuskokwim reach and the fish in the Kuskokwim, all of them, and the people who live here and who have depended on salmon and smelt for thousands of years.
Earth Justice lawyer Tom Waldo said he expects the appellate court's decision to be released in around a year. He said the decision could be appealed once more after that.
I think it is very likely that whoever loses in the Superior Court, it's very likely that party would appeal to the Alaska Supreme Court.
If the state water quality certificate is permanently rescinded, the work permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be as well. Waldo says that because this involves a state permit, the case can only reach the level of the Alaska Supreme Court. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.